Tigers feeling good heading into a day game against the Twins, winners of 4 of 5. Michael Fulmer on the hill, tough start against Brian Dozier.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to pull out 95 on a consistent basis. That ball hit high in the air and deep into center field. Romine is on the run to the track, to the wall, and gone. Brian Dozier has hit his first of the season, and it wasn't a cheapie either.
Dozier hit 42 home runs, more than any second baseman in the movies last year. And the one thing that we know about Dozier, he's fastball happy. He will jump on a fastball, and in a fastball count, he kills this ball.
Tying runs on the bases now. McCann waiting on deck. Ground ball, base hit left field. One run scores. They're going to stop Victor at third. It's an RBI single for Tyler Collins.
Tremendous job of hitting here by Tyler Collins, who was fooled on the previous off-speed pitches thrown by Gibson. Against a sinker baller, what you have to do is try to inside out the baseball. Here's a breaking ball that he takes an inside out swing and hits it right past the shortstop. That's a beautiful piece of hitting here by Tyler. That's the best fastball that Gibson has thrown today.
Here's the 1-2. Trilling deep to right field. Trap, wall, and slam!
Him off right here.
He does. Strike three called.
I see you, Michael.
Kepler caught looking. 6 strikeouts for Fulmer. And we just watched this kid pitch day in and day out and thought, wow. He went on to win the Rookie of the Year in the American League. But he's had a battle through it today. Swing and a miss. He dusted him. 95 at the letters.
That will be his final pitch of the afternoon.
At a 1-2-3 8, got 2 outs here in the 9th, then back-to-back walks. And he popped him up. Shallow center field, Romine, and the Tigers win.
5-3 is the final. The Tigers have won 5 of 6. They take over sole possession of first place in the AL Central. Fulmer's 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs. He struck out 7, and he wins his first game of 2017. After the game, manager Brad Ausmus talked about his team's continued success on the diamond.
Yeah, I think gutting through is a good way to describe how Michael pitched today. You know, he gutted through. He was trouble with his off-speed command early, but was able to finish strong. And make it through 6, so that was good. Obviously, Romine was the huge bat offensively for us. And then Alex Wilson closing it out, 2-inning save. So we needed some contributions from guys that we don't expect sometimes, and I think really Romine and Alex Wilson were the two today. Cool. Well, I thought we were going to have trouble getting through the 5th, but like you said, the last 3 innings went well, and you know, even after the 4th, I didn't know if he'd make it through the 5th. After the 5th, I didn't know if he'd make it through the 6th, but he was able to do it. The mental wherewithal, he's got to be calm enough to understand what's happening with him, with his mechanics, and make the adjustment. And he's going to have to adjust quite a bit because the league knows him now.
How much of a no-brainer is it to throw Alex Wilson in there for the 9th?
He threw so well in the 8th, I just figured we'd run him out there. I didn't want to use Justin Wilson or Frankie today. You know, we were debating who to use in the 9th, but his 8th inning went so smoothly, we just put him back out.
With Andrew, guys on a tear. What's happening?
I don't know. Probably going to have to find a place to play him tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's swinging the bat well. He plays good defense wherever you put him, and he can play anywhere. So he's an unsung hero. Guys like him on teams, winning teams, I think, are unsung heroes, but they're necessary parts of the team to win. Well, both of them weren't. Neither one of them was an option for me today. We had told them both they had the day off, so I wasn't going to use them. And like I said, in the 8th, Alex was out there, and we were trying to figure out who we wanted to use in the ninth, but his eighth inning went so well, we just stuck with him. We were discussing Shane. We were discussing Sanchi. We were talking. No, I'm not going to throw Jimenez in that. I don't want his first outing to be something like that. So he was not in the discussion. Well, if we get backed into a corner where we're running out of arms and it's a tight game and we have to use him, we'll use him. But ideally, we can use him in a softer situation before that.
Andrew Romine is now 6-for-11 on the season with 4 extra base hits and talked about his granny after the game.
These guys are a tough team, and every time that we play them, it seems to be a close game. So our bullpen came through. We got the guys out we needed to, and we put a couple of runs together in one inning. So hopefully we can carry it into tomorrow. I'm pretty excited. The adrenaline hasn't worn off yet.
There was more than 23,000 fans here at the standing ovation as you were running around third base. Did you hear that?
Of course I heard it.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sure my dad's already said something. I'm sure there's some stuff on my phone right now from my wife and my mom. So that's huge. When you can get more at-bats under your belt, that's really going to help anybody. Any hitter is going to be more comfortable when they can see more pitches and kind of figure out what their swing's like before the season even starts.
How do you feel?
Great. Let's keep it rolling.
Fulmer settled in nicely after giving up the 3 early runs, and he talked about his outing afterwards.
Yeah, it was a little tough one today, but when you're down 3-0, you just gotta try to battle back. I'm never gonna give up. So no matter how many runs I'm down, how many runs we've given up, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It's always pitch like it's a 0-0 ball game, and try to put zeros on the board and get as deep as I can into games. With that being said, I think I adjusted pretty well. But it wouldn't have been nothing without the defense and obviously Romy's grand slam there. It does a lot for a pitcher, especially if it puts you up 2 runs. So, I was stoked the way the defense, especially Mac, and obviously the plays by Jay Up and Kins, they did an awesome job and just all around a great team win.
Yeah, I think it was 23 for 23 first pitch strikes, and never done that before in my life. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you know you're getting ahead of guys. Obviously, I was ahead of every single hitter. But then again comes a lot of 3-ball counts, and you got to give credit to those guys too. They fouled off a bunch of good pitches, I felt like. Had some really good takes, worked at bats in the first few innings, and had a lot of 3-ball counts. I think that's why my pitch count was so high. But, you just got to learn to find ways to induce weak contact or try to miss their bat. Yeah, for sure. You're pitching like you're pitching. You got a lead now. You can attack a little more. But then again, it's Doobie comes out in the 3rd inning, and he basically says, "All right, just get as many quick outs as you can. See how deep we can get you." I go, "All right, challenge accepted." So, I thank Brad and Doobie for having the faith in me to go out there that 5th and 6th inning, and just knowing that they have my back like that, I wasn't going to disappoint them. So I was just happy with the way everybody played today. I couldn't think of a more team win.
The series wraps up on Thursday with Jordan Zimmermann throwing for the Tigers against Phil Hughes for the Twins. First pitch at 1:10 Eastern Time.